Here now to tell us what's in this morning's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Cian. Such a contrast in the photos in today's papers. They all carry pictures from yesterday's funerals of the Monaghan crash victims. The Irish Daily Star front page shows the fathers of the girls, both heads bowed, both weeping. And the Irish Daily Mail front page shows a line of solemn girls in their school uniforms, all wearing headscarves at the Muslim cemetery in Newcastle, Dublin, yesterday. And then there's the photos from elsewhere in Dublin yesterday of the World Cup homecoming. Plenty of smiling faces, and in the Irish Daily Mirror, one little boy holding up a sign reading, "Katie McCabe, you're my hero." In the middle of it all, though, photographer David Fitzgerald in the Examiner snapped one baby with an Irish scarf on, yawning his head off. Still on photos, the Belfast Telegraph has quite a dramatic one today. It shows a mansion in the north of England covered in black cloth. The mansion belongs to British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, and Greenpeace protesters managed to get onto the roof of the house and drop black drapes down the front of it with the sign "No New Oil." It's Galway's day in the papers today. All of the papers have Galway stories, from seagulls to heels to hats to roundabouts. They all have pictures from Ladies' Day at the Galway races, with several featuring Theresa Mannion's story of how security there found a pair of Manolo Blahnik high heels thrown in a bin at the racecourse. The headline in the Irish Sun front page is, "Heel of Fortune, the boom is back, baby." Off the racecourse, the Examiner reports that Galway is now one of the world's leading regional cities for emerging from the shadow of superstar capitals. While the Irish Times tells us that Galway is among Europe's top 10 congested cities, despite being a lot tinier than the other nine. And the Star reports on a woman who was bitten in the lip by a seagull trying to grab a sandwich she was eating, and it happened on the Headford Road in Galway. On that, the Irish Daily Mirror says seagulls are particularly aggressive at the moment because they've been eating so many ants, and the ants give off a defensive acid which intoxicates the seagulls. The Mirror doesn't say if this just applies to Galway seagulls. Among the good news stories in the papers today are a report in the Examiner which says that Ireland's air pollution deaths are among Europe's lowest. A report in the Irish Independent which tells us that all major retailers have signed up for a return scheme for plastic bottles and cans. And back to the Examiner, which says that changes in workplace legislation have led to an increase in the numbers of Irish women breastfeeding. On its front page, the Irish Times records that out of over 600 applicants to the Defence Forces last year, the Army recruited just one woman. And an article inside the paper on the decline in our uniform services has the headline, "National Security is a Box of Wet Matches." Elsewhere in the Times, the paper says that the chalk ice has been discontinued in favour of fancier ice creams. Columnist Emer McGlysett says that with the chalk ice in the grave, a little piece of us has died and asks what will they come for next, Loop the Loops or Cornettos? And then there's the Barbie movie and the trouble it's causing among couples. The Irish Daily Mail describes it as the feminist movie of the summer and reports one woman dropped a date because he refused to wear pink to the cinema. The Mail has a list of answers for men whose partner turns to them at the end and asks what they thought of the film. The paper says the future of your relationship hangs on your answer. One suggested reply is, "I had no idea just how much women suffer. Guys like me should really just roll up our sleeves and empty the dishwasher."